Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Well, thank you for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and I really appreciate you being a part of this episode today. Of course, wherever you are tuned in from, know we appreciate you and value you. And thank you so much for just helping us to make this podcast what it is today. This is the place where leaders convene and converge together to share ideas, to hear strategies that can sharpen you as a leader. We truly believe that iron sharpens iron. To that degree, I'm grateful, thankful, just for the opportunity to be able to share with you today and to help you grow to become the leader that I know you can. I'm so excited about everything I know God is going to do in your life. And as a leader, it's important that you share what you gain with others. I want you to share this link with someone. Tell them to download, subscribe to this podcast. Help us to reach 1 million leaders around the world. And of course, I want you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's the place where we have our conversations. I can get to know you, answer your questions. I definitely would love to do that. And feel free to make sure you go to my website, josephwalker3.org, for more information and content that I believe can be a tremendous blessing to your life. So thankful. And for all of you that support Dr. Steph, my wife, and I's YouTube platform, we want you to go over there. If you're listening to this, you need more content. I promise you, this one is going to bless you. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. It's out there on YouTube. Go there and subscribe. Y'all share it. If it blesses you, there's so many episodes out there. And we drop a new episode every Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. You can go veggie out, catch up on all those episodes you might have missed, and just kind of make it a part of your regular routine to get Next Level Leader on one day of the week and to get our life, our journey, our truth on the next day. Hey, we're putting it out there for you. And guess what? It's absolutely free. So it can help you. Each one of these are about 20 minutes and they help you be more efficient as a leader. Today, I want to talk about how to bring out the best in others. Every leader makes other people better. And one of the things that I found out, particularly in watching sports, I watched how Michael Jordan had that impact. What made Michael Jordan such an extraordinary player was not just his individual stats, but his ability to make the people on the team better. LeBron James, same thing. His ability to make other people around him better. That means you've learned as a leader the significant role you have as an example, and you have to set the tone and you create the culture. So today, I want to help you rather than just complain about your team. I want you to spend some time and energy this year helping to bring the best out of them. The first thing I think that's essential in this conversation is you have to acknowledge that your team is assigned to you. I really believe that because whoever is employed by you, connected to you, you have to see them as assigned to you in this season for something. They're not just assigned to you specifically around the task you want them to accomplish. They're assigned to you because their lives are to be enhanced and made better because of what you're able to pour into them. Yes, there's work to be done, but it's important to know you have a responsibility to help nurture, to help develop, pull out the best in each person that is connected to you. So I want you to really think about that, and I want you to make sure you continue to encourage and to push people, because you know people are assigned to you and they could be anywhere in the world, but they are in this season assigned to what's happening in your life, meaning that you have to make certain that you give them opportunity, expose them to best practices, a variety of things that you can do to really help them. And that's what we're talking about, because often there's so much that's hidden, so much talent they haven't even tapped into, so many gifts, so many things that have yet to come to fruition in people. And sometimes we're looking to hire people outside when in fact, the very gifts are resident right in the house, right where you are, if you take your time and recognize that these people are assigned to you. The second thing that's equally as important is focus on potential. Like really begin to look at the potential
look at the work that a person has done and begin to really affirm that. And then look at the potential that exists within each person on your team. Sometimes you don't realize that there are people who are performing at levels that are beyond excellent. And they are people that have hidden potential inside of them. Some of these people are quiet. They sit back, they do their job, they go home every single day. But if you're going to be an effective next level leader, begin looking for potential. Look for those people that are outliers, people who work in an extraordinary way, who deliver early, who produce at a high level, people who don't complain, people who are pushing hard, challenging the system, people who are innovative, creative. I mean, the potential is there. And it's like finding a diamond. You got to dig for it. But I promise you, the potential exists. There's no way you could have the people around you assigned to you and then not be amazing potential waiting to be released among you. In making people better, it means that I've got to put people in places that expose their potential. Sometimes they don't even realize it until they are put in situations and you're like, wow, look at what you were able to accomplish given the opportunity, which means often opportunity can expose potential. It can release it. If a person never has an opportunity, never has a platform, never gets a chance at it, then how could that potential ever come to fruition? So as a leader, next level leader, it is so important that you learn the art of just making certain you create unique opportunities for that person's potential to come forth. Think about it. What have you done? What things do you have in place to give people opportunities they have otherwise never had? What are you doing to create a culture whereby people feel comfortable even asking for these opportunities so that potential can be exposed, released, and all of that? Here's number three, position people to win. Sometimes what you have to do is position people on your team around their strengths. I tell people all the time, and I've written about this in my books, hire to your weaknesses. As a next level leader, what I've done over these years of leadership, I've always hired to my weaknesses. I staff to my weaknesses. Whatever area I'm deficient in, I want to find somebody who is exemplary in. That person works on my team and therefore what? Makes me look good because I've got the right people where I am in a deficit. Now, as a consequence, what you have to do is you have to make sure you position people on your team to win. You may have an amazing person in the wrong place on your team. And often doing these assessments about where a person's giftings are, how does a person thrive in a particular area can help you determine where to reposition people. Nothing wrong in an organization or a staff in repositioning people in places where they can be more effective. The worst thing you could do is have this extraordinarily gifted person full of potential in the wrong place and they're performing subpar and you throw the baby out with the bathwater. You see how this works? You have got to put people where they belong. It may start with a conversation. Where would you like to work in this organization? What do you think you can thrive? What do you think you can win? What do you think you can help us with? Giving people opportunities to be in places where they can win, it's a win-win for you. It's a win-win for them. It's a win-win for the organization. And I found it to be so true that when you promote from within, when you reposition people in places and give them opportunities, it's an amazing thing. I keep coming back to that opportunities, giving opportunities, because bringing out the best in your people and teams and others means you have to position people in places so that their giftings can come to fruition. All right, here's number four, celebrate the small victories. Now, this is so important, right? Because if you're going to bring out the best in people, you have to learn how to pause and celebrate the accomplishments. You can't be a person that's always talking about what went wrong, what we missed, how we didn't accomplish this or that. Have those moments where you also celebrate the team's success. People are doing amazing things out there. And sometimes, just because it may not be in the headlines, you got to still applaud that. You've got to applaud the small victories along the way. That means sometimes writing a note to your team, writing a note to a person. Sometimes that means bringing donuts and saying, hey, I just want you to know I appreciate you. Sometimes in the evaluation process, it means you got to highlight all those things that you noticed that no one else did. See, this is what creates greater morale. If you produce greater morale, you produce greater efficiency and productivity among your organization. So I'm here to tell you, there's nothing like watching a person who thought that the work that they did not matter be celebrated, even if it was a small victory. Every victory in the organization matters. So I just want you to take a moment, look at your team, and begin being intentional about applauding and celebrating. And rather than just always calling them in about something that's wrong, something that's negative, nothing wrong with celebrating the small victories, all right? Now, here's the deal. Number five, it's important. I want to spend some time here. Reprimand with instructions. If you're going to bring out the best in someone, whenever a person does something wrong, a person misses the mark, et cetera, doesn't deliver, it's one thing to reprimand. It's one thing to say, you didn't do right, I'm going to write you up, et cetera. But it's another thing to use it as a teaching moment, to give instructions, to find out what may have happened that you did not deliver on time. What may be happening in your life? What's occurring on this job situation? And then giving them instruction. It could be a time management lesson. It could be a lesson around collaboration, about not trying to do it all by yourself, that you reach out to your team, that you find help, that you just wait until the last minute to do this. So all of these things are critical. And one of the things I've often done is whenever I reprimand, I always try to give some teaching points to say, but now listen, this is how you can get better in this area. That's what separates you as a next level leader. You're trying to bring out the best in this person. You're not trying to beat a person down while they're already feeling bad, while they're already down. They are clearly aware that they missed the deadline. They are very aware that they're not performing at the level in which they were hired to perform. But what you have to do is spend time teaching, explaining, pouring into them. Now, there does come a time if they don't get it, maybe they're not right for your organization. But those rare instances are few and far between. I think that for the most part, the team that is assigned to you is salvageable. And if you really spend time, like really reprimanding, but saying, but now this is how this should have been done, then it creates a great opportunity because you have their undivided attention. Sometimes we assume that people really know exactly what we mean when we say it. And when you are able to give examples, you're able to walk them through it, you're able to show them the error, and they're like, whoa, I didn't even think about that. There have been times that I've helped people in instruction about things that they've missed, and I've heard them say that never would have crossed my mind to even look at it from that perspective. So what you're doing is that you're helping people to think like they should think and move like they should move within your organization. And so therefore, you won't have repeat offenders when it comes to things not being on time, things not being in excellence. That's how this works. But then here is number six. Expose them to what's possible. Expose them to what's possible. Vision, and I'll say it over and over again, is about exposure. The reason why some people never achieve is because they've never been exposed to anything other than where they are. Sometimes as a leader, you have an ability to go places. You're being blessed to be exposed to some of the greatest conferences, the greatest places on the planet. So your scale, your understanding is different because you've been to these places. A lot of people on your team have never been a lot of places that you've been. So how do you then invest in exposing your team to others? For example, and I will use this as an invitation for any leader, any pastor, whomever, like bring your team to Nashville. Bring your team to sit with my team. And it's one thing for you to say, hey, I'm watching this ministry on YouTube, or I'm watching, but it's another thing when you can bring them into the space, they can sit down with my team and ask questions. We could share. We've had people come in for an entire weekend and walk through the services and flow. I mean, it's amazing. So there are opportunities for you to do this, but I want you to be very, very, very clear. You have to expose your team. You have to expose them to what's possible. If they don't see it, they can't be it. What's possible? Has this ever been done? The leader is talking about we should do it this way and that way. Man, it was when I went to the St. Regis. I began to understand hospitality at another level. It's when I really studied the Chick-fil-A model. I began to understand customer service at another level. You get it? So I pay attention to all of these things and I try to bring these methodologies back to my team. But it's another thing if I take my team to the St. Regis, or we take a trip to Chick-fil-A, or we take a trip to an organization that's doing what we're trying to accomplish, and we're able to interact and ask questions of how did this evolve? How did you get this culture of hospitality? How did you get this culture of customer service? What did you have to do? How did you put this and make this a part of your team? These are the kinds of things that can help bring out the best. Nothing like a good road trip to do that with your team. All right, let's review what we've talked about today. Boy, I'm loving this one. We're talking about bringing out the best in your team or others around you. And the first thing is that your team is assigned to you. These people in your life are absolutely assigned to the vision that God has given to you. They're going to be a part of helping facilitate what you have written down. Write it that those who read it can run with it. Those are people who are assigned, who believe in it, who will push through to make certain that it comes to fruition. Focus on their potential. Don't focus on what's wrong, but focus on what's inside of them. Focus on all the extraordinary things that are resident among your team, and then position them to win. Put people in places where they can be more effective. Put people in places where they can win, because it's a win-win for you as well as them. Celebrate the small victories. We talked about that. Making sure you take a moment and pause and thank people for what they've done and celebrate the small victories along the way. Those things that often people think have been overlooked, take a moment and just celebrate those things. But then when you reprimand, do it with instructions. Don't just reprimand to reprimand, but reprimand and give people an example of how it should have been done. Take time to pour into them. Walk them through it. That's what it should look like. And so when you do that, amazing things begin to happen, because now you put people in a place where they're going to say, well, is there somewhere we can go to see how this is done? And you say, absolutely, because I want to expose you to what's possible. I want you to understand that vision is about exposure. It's about seeing it. It's about seeing something larger and more efficient than where you are. But number seven, and this is a big one, and I talk about this in my book, Leadership and Loneliness, right? That if you're going to bring out the best in others, check on who they are, not just what they do. So often we just, you know, call people, how's the project coming? How are y'all coming on this? How's this moving? How's this department moving? We don't really take time out to just say, how are you doing? Right? People associate what they're doing with how they're being in their work. But who I am becoming is far different than what I do. So I have to be willing to pause and ask my team and do these wellness checks to just make sure people are okay, to make sure things are well with their family, and to be willing to hear about things that are important to them. Maybe their child is getting baptized. Maybe they are having, you know, a challenge with their in-laws, or maybe the parents are aging. And just, you want to check on people, because that helps bring out the best. That brings out a sense of commitment. They feel that someone cares for them on this organization. The leader is connected to not just what they do, but the leader is connected to who they are. That's what makes you a next level leader. I hope that this episode has been a blessing to you. I believe that there are some extraordinary people around you. And if you will really discern the gift things that are with you, you'd be amazed at the things you are assigned to get done with those folks. Bring out the best in others and be a next level leader. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. Now, please, whatever you do, make sure you follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram and let me know that you were blessed today. Let me know what you heard. Let me know your thoughts. I'll respond. Also, make sure that as you go and follow me, you follow my wife, Dr. Steph Walker, because I want you to go over right over there to YouTube, and I want you to go to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want to make sure you participate in that, to be a part of that. It will be a tremendous blessing. So I'm thankful for all of you. I am. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about every single thing that I know God is going to do in and through you, because you, ladies and gentlemen, are a next level leader who knows how to bring out the best in others. I pray you've been blessed, and I wish you well. Until next time, you be blessed. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker.